Greece, and the top prize in the Maria Callas International Piano Competition. And you teach as well.
Yes.
And what are you doing now?
Well, right now we reside in New York City together with Kurt, my husband, and I teach at Kutztown University, piano and chamber music, and I also teach at the Manhattan School of Music pre-college division.
And what's up next for you, performance-wise?
Performance-wise, well, our next gig, so to say, together is this coming Monday. We're doing an all-French program, but not the Saint-Saëns, which we'll be playing today. We're playing, actually, I will be performing a couple of numbers from Miroir, Ravel, for solo piano. And then we're going to be playing the Tzigane by Ravel. And then finishing with a great Forêt sonata for violin and piano. Then right the next day, we are flying to Dominican Republic, where we're giving a series of master classes. And we're performing a recital there as well. Coming back... And then followed that, we do have something at the French Embassy. Ian, would you like to say something about this, Kurt?
Well, yes, this seems to be the season for French music.
French music.
Any season is good for French music, but this semester we're really playing quite a bit of the repertoire. So down in D.C. we're going to play at the French Embassy, sort of a similar program combining the Saint-Saëns and the Forêt.
Well, and you're here to play the Saint-Saëns.
Do that for you now.
The Sonata for Violin and Piano in D minor.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Take it away.
Thank you.
The first half of the violin and piano sonata of Saint-Saëns in D minor, performed by Maria Astoriadu and Kurt Niekanen, and a shout out to our page-turner recording artist Doug Rausch today. We'll hear the second half in just a moment, but it occurred to me that when you play together, Kurt, that's your old friend, your violin from the year 1600, you had it, you say, for 10 years, so you're used to it. But Maria, every time you perform with Kurt, it's a different piano. How does that affect your performance?
Well, that's for my listeners to say, but I would say it's a challenge and sort of excitement at the same time. Because, okay, sometimes you go to a hall and you know they have a great Steinway and you're going to perform on that, but sometimes, and so it happened to me many years actually ago, while I was touring in small villages in Greece, where I had no clue what I was going to get. But I will remember an old saying of a teacher of mine from Freiburg. He passed away now, but Vitaly Margulis, and he always, Russian teacher, he always used to tell me, Maria, there are no bad pianos, only bad pianists. So I guess the job of the pianist is sort of to feel really quickly what the instrument can do and how does the instrument respond, and kind of adjust and make small adjustments while playing. Sometimes we do have a chance to really actually actively warm up and play quite, you know, for an extended period of time before we perform, but sometimes it can happen that we just sit and play. And if I play with Kurt in those instances, just giving him the A, it will tell me what does the piano sound like and how does the piano behave. And I just tell him to tune a little longer so I can kind of feel it more. If I play solo, I will just have to start and go by feel. And there are certain ways that you can adjust with your body movement and hand movement to really make the instrument work.
And speaking of that, mm-hmm. and Steinway pianos, how did you become a Steinway artist?
Well, first of all, my love with Steinway pianos started when I was very young and I went to study in Germany. I grew up on a small Zauter upright, practicing on it. And when I went to Germany, my father taught me as a present for moving on, we're going to visit the Hamburg Steinway factory and you're going to choose a Steinway piano. And that was one of the best things that ever happened in my life. So that was the first sort of encounter with Steinway. I love the piano. Then I came here to the States, and always we changed a few pianos, but it was also always a Steinway. And the last Steinway that came to my house was my esteemed teacher's Constance Kinn Steinway. When she passed away, she actually gave me her piano. And that was an extremely great honor to me, great instrument. And of course, the cherry on the pie is Kutztown University, where I teach, that just recently, April 2016, became an all-Steinway school with the help of Bob Rinaldi and Doug Rausch here. So we are really thanking them for that. And the pianos we have there are unbelievable. Actually, it's funny because I have a few students who tell me when they go and perform in other places, we're so spoiled, we just cannot play on any piano anymore. So at this point, my connection with Steinway is extremely solid. And if I can avoid it, I won't play on anything else.
Well, let's hear you play some more. Maria, Kurt, here's the second half of the Saint-Saëns. Thank you.
Thank you.
music of Saint-Saëns performed live in our performance studio here at WRTI by Steinway artist Maria Asteriadu and violinist, you look exhausted, Kurt Niekanen. I guess the WRTI coffee kicked in. A wonderful performance. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us, Kevin.
And there's more to come later this week here at the Steinway 165th anniversary celebration. I'm Kevin Gordon. Back to Jack.